You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
They'll leave a trail of victory till Judgment Day. Then there comes a warning, calling soldiers to war. But half of them were sleeping, the other half ignored. Why have we come here? What lies in store? Isn't this what we have all been waiting for? Stand and be counted. Because one thing I know, we are all soldiers in the revolution of heart and mind and soul. The end of all your worrying, we have all that we need. So stifle all your fear and complacency. Yeah, we walk through the valley and we glow in the shadow of death. We don't march alone, no, and life is too short to rest. Why have we come here? What lies in store? Isn't this what we have all been waiting for? Stand and be counted. There's one thing I know. Oh, I am convinced that the consequence of your effort is eternity. Paradise remains, but only two.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of the Repair the Breach broadcast here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Zach Daniel, the Repair the Breach broadcast, which can be heard on what the pagan calendar states every Sunday night between 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. on the West Coast and 10 p.m. to 11 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone. And if you'd like to correspond with us during the course of the week, you can reach us by emailing us at ZachDaniel, that's 2 K's, and Daniel like the prophet Daniel, singular Daniel, ZachDaniel@yahoo.com, and we'd be glad to correspond with you. And great to have new facilities in Round Rock. I understand the great new buildings there have really took our band to the next level, and so we're glad that you've tuned to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Keep supporting the network. We're going to talk a little bit about some of the issues that have been coming forth here from the scriptures. And you're listening to the Repair of the Breach broadcast again. I'm Zach Daniel, Breach Mender at Yahoo.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Call AFP toll free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
We'll be right back.
And we're back here on the Repair of the Breach broadcast. Here on RBN, I am the Repair of the Breach, Zach Daniel. And the countdown there, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. We kind of wanted to talk a little bit about this so-called perpetual count of the so-called, falsely so-called, I might add, seven-day cycle. Many believe that there is a perpetual seven-day cycle that does not stop for anything. Kind of like, as I've stated many times, like a hamster in a wheel. It's on that cycle and it just doesn't seem to stop at all. Well, this seven-day cycle is not really found in Scripture, because there's a false seventh day, as you've known. You've heard this broadcast at any length. And there's a true seventh day, Sabbath. The word Sabbath also means seven, and also to cease and to desist. And the first mention of the most frequent appointment that Yahweh expects his people to keep is the weekly Sabbath. And we're going to talk a little bit about how to arrive at the weekly Sabbath and how it is not perpetually what they call Friday evening to Saturday evening. Even though, I will say this, that what the pagan calendar stated June 29th to June 30th, this past week and a half or so, that was the full new moon day for the fifth moon. And therefore, this past, what they called July 6th to July 7th, this past Friday evening to Saturday evening on the pagan calendar translated, was the first Sabbath of the fifth moon, because it was the eighth day of the moon, which is always going to be the first seventh day of the week. And I've stated this many times before, you cannot find the seventh day of the week Sabbath unless you find the first day of the new month, which is the new moon day in Scripture. And in Leviticus 23, it says, verse number 3, it says, 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is a Sabbath of solemn rest, a set-apart convocation, holy convocation. You shall do no work on it. It is the Sabbath of Yahweh in all your dwellings. Now, I want us to notice that the first feast, the first appointment mentioned, and it mentions Passover and the Feast of First Fruits, if we continue on, Leviticus 23, Feast of Weeks, Feast of Trumpet, Feast of Atonement, the Day of Atonement, actually, the Feast of Tabernacles. You'll notice that all of these feasts are determined by the moon, but there's a unnecessary controversy where today in the religious world, predominantly in Judaism and, of course, Seventh-day Adventism, want to proclaim a perpetual seven-day cycle or a countdown, that there is a seven-day perpetual nonstop count, and it doesn't stop for the moon, and it doesn't stop for anything for that matter. It is purely a solar-only calendar on your wall from January through December. It does not use the moon. Now, Psalms 104:19 says that Yahweh appointed the moon for appointments or for his seasons, his feasts. And the first feast we found that is the most frequented is the weekly Sabbath. And if all the feasts, which Judaism and Seventh-day Adventists will acknowledge, all the feasts were determined by the moon, except they want to make an exception, which is erroneous here, to make an exception for this so-called seven-day perpetual cycle that they say doesn't stop for the moon. The point being is that Yahweh chose his people to follow his timepiece. Now, we don't worship the sun, moon, or stars, as many did get into pagan worship and did such. I mean, even the days of the week, named after the Monday for the moon, Tuesday for Tui, which was for Mars, Wednesday was Woden's day, or Mercury for the planet Mercury. Yahweh said he gave them up to worship the host of heaven because they received not the love of the truth. He said he was going to send them a strong delusion, and they were going to believe a lie and be damned. And we're seeing the fulfillment of that today, even in our day right now as we speak, that Yahweh has indeed given the masses up over to planetary worship, a.k.a. astrology, the calendar on your wall, which is dedicated to it, pagan feasts, pagan moons, false months, if you will. Months is how you get the word, the moon is how you get the word month. And yet they don't use the moon whatsoever. But this so-called seven-day perpetual cycle, this Sunday through Saturday perpetually, was always 1 through 7, 1 through 7, you can prove in history that there's some serious faulty reasoning behind it, because even in the historical record, even in the pagan seven-day, falsely so-called seven-day cycle, it was an eight-day cycle for a while. In fact, Saturday used to be the first day of this faulty pagan counterfeit seven-day week. Saturday being Chronos, or first in line, first in time. It was the first day of the week, and Sunday was day number two on this faulty counterfeit left-right look to the papal calendar, which is really that's why it's named Gregorian. It's after the Pope Gregory, and it has nothing to do with the feast. Now, in Daniel 7:25, God gave a revelation to Daniel, and he wrote it down and inspired him to write that they would think, they being the monks monking their manuscripts up in the monastery, they would only think to change times, days, and years. They could not really change time, because they couldn't yank Yahweh's greater lights or lesser lights, the sun, moon, or stars, out of the heavens, you see. And when you realize that this calendar on a wall is just a false left-right paradigm, or I should say a 1 through 12 paradigm, a false 1 through 7 paradigm, if you will. That's probably a better way to state it. Everything's a mirage. It's an illusion. It's a time warp, a faulty time zone. For instance, to illustrate using pagan birthdays, for instance, if your birthday is on a Monday, July 1st, in the following year it'll be July 1st on a Tuesday. That is true. That is truly a time warp. That is truly a floating calendar, if you will. Many of said, Zach, you keep a floating Sabbath. Well, actually, no, I don't. The scriptures detail over 60 verses, pinpointed 64, I think actually 72 instances, where the Sabbath was always on the 8th day of the lunar cycle, the 15th day of the lunar cycle, the 22nd day of the lunar cycle, and the 29th day of the lunar cycle. But there is not one verse to prove a Saturday Sabbath perpetually. There is no one verse to prove a so-called seven-day weekly cycle that is uninterrupted. It's not found. You cannot. If someone can show me where it says Friday evening to Saturday perpetually is a Sabbath in Scripture, we'll look at it. But not one time can you find it. But yet we should look at Scripture where it clearly says that from one new moon to another, from one Sabbath to another, shall all flesh come to worship before Yahweh. It's Isaiah 66:23, and many other scriptures that are interconnecting the new moon and the Sabbath together, co-dependent upon the feast always being dependent upon the new moon. And, of course, the Sabbath being the first and most frequented feast, that's why you see the new moon day, followed by six working days, and then you have always the seventh day of the week. First seventh day of the week is the eighth day of the month. So we'll be right back here on the Repair of the Breach broadcast. You're listening to RBN, Republic Broadcast.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Call for your free materials, packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Broadcast on RBN, republicbroadcasting.org. I am Zach Daniel, the Repair of the Breach. We've got Richie in Louisiana with us. Welcome.
All right, Zach. Shalom. Hey,
Shalom, brother.
You got more than, let me see if I could pronounce this right, Tehillim Psalms?
Yeah, Tehillim.
Tehillim. 81:3. Yeah. You got more than that for the proof of the full moon as the new moon? I need more than that scripture.
Sure, absolutely. Numbers 10:10.
Let me get it. Numbers 10:10.
These be the beginnings of your months. The word beginning in the Hebrew means captain, chief, head, top, and a sliver does not look like a chief, captain, a head, or a top. Now, does it?
No, it doesn't, but this has been a real controversy in the group that I'm in. We're Sabbath keepers and was taught the, you know, like you were saying, the 7-day unbreakable chain. I'm coming out of the Armstrong group, you know.
I got a lot of friends in there, and I respect anybody that believes in keeping the Sabbath today. It's just, and I used to be a Friday night, Saturday night keeper myself. Even when I was a Christian pastor, we didn't keep Sunday. We never held Sunday services. The only time I'd ever preach on Sunday is if I was holding a revival somewhere at a friend's congregation or somewhere else. I never, back home when we pastored for 4 years, I always kept Friday night.
So you knew the truth for a while, but I'm just coming in.
Well, it wasn't the truth. I mean,
at the time. I mean, I thought it was the truth. I thought Friday was the Sabbath. Friday evening to Saturday was the Sabbath.
Well, I'm just coming out.
And I was a quote-unquote Christian.
Yeah. I'd like to think I moved on beyond the Sabbath, and clean and unclean meats is basically what they were about, into the new moons and what that's all about. And so some of the brethren that I worship with, they claim that it's the conjunction of the moon is the full moon, or the new moon.
And I understand that position because I used to hold to it. In fact, I used to hold to the sliver or crescent beginning of the month. In fact, I went back and forth many times praying about it and seeking the Father, like, where in Scripture does it prove a conjunction or a sliver crescent new moon? And I couldn't find one verse, and even to this day, not one person can even give me at least two or three scriptures to support or establish a position I'd be, you know, confident taking.
The thing about Tehillim 81:3 is, if you read it, I'm going to read from the scripture. I got the scriptures.
Go right ahead, Richard.
It says, blow the ram's horn at the time of the new moon, comma, at the full moon, comma, right, on our festival day. Now, that could be read as three separate time periods.
Well, it says it at the end. It's speaking of one day. The word day is singular there. It's speaking of the new moon day without exception.
Well, yeah, I could see how you could read it that way also, at the full moon, comma, on our festival day. But that could be argued that that's two different time periods.
Or two different days, when really it would say days, plural, if that was the case. Let me show you why, Richie, and I'm glad you brought this up. That's a very important point and question.
Well, I just want to know the truth, too, you know?
Well, hey, brother, we all are striving for truth. We're striving for the masteries lawfully.
Right. It doesn't matter to me what, if it's the crescent, the full, or the conjunction, as long as I'm doing it correctly.
Okay, Judaism keeps the crescent. Islam keeps the crescent.
That's enough to stay away from for me.
That's right. And the dark moon is on your calendar, on your wall, which don't use the moon, but it gives you and offers you a faulty opinion of when a so-called new moon starts.
Yeah.
And yet they don't use the moon. So that's not trustworthy either, because it's due to the, you know, the papacy there, Pope Gregorian's calendar there on your wall. I mean, telling us that the new moon is a dark moon. But if you keep in mind, there was, you know, the Father Yahweh delivered the children of Israel out of darkness into his marvelous light on the 14th of Passover. Remember, on the 15th he gave them rest. Remember that?
Yes.
And he delivered them out of darkness, spiritual darkness as well as literal darkness. So keep that in mind. When you realize that during the 14th, 15th, and 16th of the lunar month, it's darkness. Scripturally, you can prove it right there, showing you that the full new moon starts the first of the month. And then you've got 14 or 15 days where it'll wane, and then it'll become invisible. And that's at 14, 15, 16. That's the time during the Messiah's crucifixion, if you will. Or actually, he was not crucified. He was impaled on a stake.
And that coincides with the exodus of...
3 days of darkness, remember that?
Yes, after the lamb was sacrificed. You put the blood on the lentils. That's the night they went out in darkness. Is that correct?
Correct. And that coincides with the Messiah, those 3 days of darkness as well. Because that was the order of events in which Yahweh's timepieces, great and lesser lights, you know, did proceed in the correct order.
Zach, can you hold me over for one more question?
Absolutely. We're going to...
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
News and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Here on RBN, Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Zach Daniel, the Repair of the Breach. And we were talking with Richie before the break. He had some questions about when the new moon begins and so forth. We're talking about earlier how there could not be a true seven-day perpetual cycle. It's really a faulty seven-day cycle. It doesn't use the moon. And all the feasts of Yahweh were determined by the moon. The weeks and the months and the days were determined by the moon. The year regulates... The sun regulates the year and the day. It tells you what time of the day. The stars let you know. And the book of Nehemiah tells you that the stars, when they come out, it's really when a new day actually begins. So that's how Yahweh lets us know his timepieces. In Numbers 10, we brought out to Richie earlier, and we're going to let him continue on. But Richie, it states here, also in the day of your gladness and your appointed feasts and at the beginning of your months. And as I alluded to earlier, the word beginning means chief. It means head. It means top. A sliver doesn't look like a head or a chief or a top. You know, look at it from the standpoint that the conjunction, the darkness of the moon, the sliver of the moon, is always in the phase. It's always in the west when it's in its conjunction phase or dark phase. The east gate of the temple had to be open for the day of the new moon in Ezekiel 46. The new moon, the new full moon rises in the east. The sun rises in the east. The first winds are in the east. So the first day of the month of the moon is in the east as well. That's another proof of Ezekiel 46, 1 through 6. There's a third text, proof text as well. Anything else, Richie?
Excellent points. In regard to the Passover, is there's another controversy, the Night Much to Be Remembered, or the Last Supper. As some have said, that was the Passover, and the reason the Pharisees grabbed the Messiah, one of the charges was he's doing the Passover on the wrong night. How would you address that?
Well, I think he also said, my time had not yet come. And one time to Mary, who was just his surrogate, she was not actually his biological mother. We've touched on that many times. He always kept the feast, all the Passover. He kept the Shabbat. They accused him of breaking the Shabbat. And, of course, use a scripture or text you're alluding to about him not keeping the feast. That would be erroneous interpretation.
So it was the 13th of the month at that last so-called Last Supper.
Well, he kept the Feast of Passover. They kept they took him actually on Passover, killed him on Passover. On the 15th was the High Shabbat. In other words, that weekly Sabbath was a High Sabbath known as Unleavened Bread, which was also the weekly Sabbath. And there was a Torah statute or a law stating that you couldn't bury the dead on the Sabbath. The body of the Messiah was in the tomb or in the grave before the Sabbath started on the Feast of Unleavened Bread. Which
so
was
the Last Supper would have been on the 13th, the evening of the 13th of the month?
Well, it'd have to be, that's a good question. Probably we're going to have to look that up. I don't want to just quote something without, off the top of my head, I want to back that up. But I do believe, though, that they took him probably early on the 14th, because Passover started later that night. So he probably that's a good surmise, though, what you're saying.
Well, as I was saying, I was with one of the brethren is telling me that was the real Passover. So that's another question. There's a lot to study, brother, and I thank you for your sharing the knowledge that you have, that we may all know the truth of our Creator.
Well, praise Yahweh. Richie, thanks for the call. And,
all right, Zach, thanks.
We'll talk with you later.
Okay,
we'll go to Dylan in Texas. How you doing, my friend?
My brother. Hallelujah.
Hey, hallelujah, my friend. What's going on?
All right. We can hear you loud and clear here in Central Texas. And I haven't had a chance to listen to your show a lot. Recently on Sunday nights, as the pagan calendar says it, the Sunday nights, your show is not on here on the FM micro because they were been playing giving people a variety, I guess. The program, I know the FM, the guy who's handles a lot of the load, owner of the FM micro broadcast down here, I know that he says, I don't know him personally, but he's come on the radio and made announcement that he's felt like he's had a lot of people chiding him from various opposing parties and stuff about what networks to have on all the time and stuff. But I'll tell you, my computer's down right now, so we couldn't get you on the net. And I don't think RBN has a shortwave on the Sunday, right? Isn't that right?
I believe that's correct, the majority of the time, right?
So I'm getting you on the FM right now because they're playing you tonight. Oh, and I praise y'all and thank you, formerly Radio Free Austin, which is now, what do they call it? Resistance Radio. And so thank you, Resistance Radio here in Central Texas. I'm going to chime in on this appointed day, like Psalms 81:3.
Sure.
I'm not looking at the verse right now. Doesn't it say in the day appointed?
Appointed.
The appointed, you go up in a Strong's Exhaustive Concordance. Look up the English word appointed for Psalms 81:3 entry, and it'll take you to Casa, which can mean to plump, to fill. Also, Ezekiel 46, thus saith Yahweh, the gate of the inner court that looketh toward the east shall be shut the 6 working days. So there's one category of day, 6
right.
working days. And where would those exist? Anywhere in the month? Well, they'd exist in the Shabuas.
In the weeks which are found in the moon. That's right.
There's no debate on that. But on the continuing in Ezekiel 46, verse 1, but on the Sabbath it shall be opened. Now, it's just saying it was going to be closed on the 6 days, but still, that's one category a day. Now, we got the Sabbath.
Right.
It shall be opened. So that's two categories of days. Going on here in Ezekiel 46. And in the day of the new moon, it shall be opened. So that's three categories a day. So this is how it sounds. Ezekiel 46, verse 1. Thus saith Yahweh, the gate of the inner court that looketh toward the east shall be shut the 6 working days. But on the Sabbath it shall be opened, and in the day of the new moon it shall be opened.
That's correct. And the significance of that, as you've just read there and pointed out, Dylan, is that the new moon day, as soon as it's over, is the first working day always occurs, and that'll be the second day of the month. Always it'll be the first working day of the week, first working day of the month actually as well. And so that's significant that you brought out three category of days. And see, this is what trips people up. They just assume that, the new moon day can fall on a work day, it can fall on a Sabbath, and that's not true. Because we just experienced the fifth new full moon, as we spoke about earlier, and what the pagans called Friday night. Now, many are celebrating that as the Sabbath, what they called June 29th. That night, but it was the full new moon. It was plump, like you alluded to. It was golden.
They were celebrating it on a perpetual 7-day cycle.
Right. And
following on what the pagan Roman calendar says, Friday to evening to Saturday evening.
Right. And so they're celebrating it thinking it's a Sabbath when, hold on a minute, they're not stopping and worshiping on the day of the new moon and calling it the day that it actually is, which is the fifth new moon of the correct scriptural year. And so now this past Friday to Saturday was the Sabbath because the new moon rose on a Friday to Saturday the week prior, and that sets the count. So if anybody says it's hard, Zach, how you're talking about keeping the Sabbath by the moon, it's not, folks.
Well, it's actually based on observation. You determine the new moon by seeing the plump full moon rise, and this is how you usually I believe it, you see the plump full moon rise, and then the next night it's the plump full moon a little more
waning. Yeah, a little bit more waning, and it changed, as you can tell, it changes color. Why would it change color in the middle of the month? There'd be no reason for it. And first of all, how can a full moon be at mid moon or in the middle of the month? It doesn't make sense. Just shows you, just like an hourglass. We said this many times. It starts full, doesn't it? That's an illustration. Someone had to look at the moon and say, yeah, the moon starts full and it wanes.
I can understand a lot of the logistical perspectives you give to people. I think where some of the questions are is, again, give me some more text, give me some more text.
Yeah, but not one person has ever called in and said, okay, here's a text for the sliver or a dark conjunction new moon.
Right.
Not one in 2 years, almost a year and a half, 2 years of doing this broadcast, not one has showed me one verse. And I'm asking for two or three, like the scripture says, in the mouth of two or three witnesses, let everywhere be let it be established. Look at Numbers 10:10, the beginning of your moon. It means chief. It means like a head, like a top. You quoted Psalms 81:3, Kesa, which means plump and fullness of the moon.
And Ezekiel 46 for the three categories of days.
That proves it right there. The new moon rises in the east because the east gate had to be open. That's why the east gate was open, because the new moon rises in the east, just like the sun rises in the east, just like the first winds in the east. Everything that's in the firsts is always in the east.
So I want to point out something that's both true and not all the truth that there is on a certain position about this keeping the Sabbath on any particular day of the lunar cycle, but then not acknowledging the pattern, the biblical pattern for the days of the week and the Sabbath. And I think there's a lot of people put emphasis on which day of the week. They'll even, whether they're talking even about the Roman Gregorian pagan calendar or whether they're talking about in the sequence of the moon. Everyone, it seems like most of the people that are turned on to wanting to observe the Sabbath, it's easy for them to get the concept that it's, if it's kept by the moon, which which biblically it states that it is kept by the moon. And so they can easily get their mind around, well, it's one day out of the cycle of the moon in which this cycle starts, but they get their thinking that the seven-day cycle is of the six working days, and the Sabbath that always follows them is not interrupted by this new moon, when actuality it is. And if you think about it logically, the moon has 29 and a half days in its cycle. So how are you going to break that up into 28 days?
Right. It just shows you he wanted us to use his great lights and lesser lights for observation, to trust him and not trust man's calendar. I mean, it would be a faulty way to assume that man would tell you the correct Sabbath day, and it would be a faulty opinion to hold to the fact that, which is really not a fact at all, that man has never lost time or never lost a Shabbat. You know, many say, well, the Jews never lost a Sabbath. Well, that's a lie, because in Lamentations 2:6 it says that Yah will cause Shabbat to be forgotten to them in Zion. And so you see that today. You know, even their own Jewish encyclopedias state this. And I've quoted this many times on the broadcast. Their own Jewish encyclopedias state that the original, primitive, original Sabbath that Abraham and Moses kept was by the lunar phase or cycle. But yet, go figure, they're keeping a pagan Friday, Saturday perpetually because it's commerce. They don't want you to, you know, break up their commerce game, you see. And you got to realize that pagan weekend, Saturday and Sunday, it's either pray or play, right? And so the pagan work week, Monday through Friday, you've got commerce, and they don't want that to be interrupted. And so everybody is, even in the secular world, shuts down on the pagan weekend, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so you could see the motive behind it. They wanted to keep commerce alive when really they were keeping a faulty pagan Sabbath at the same time. And this is why people have a hard time with this, because they know, well, how am I going to be able to get a job? My boss won't give me that off. You're keeping a floating Sabbath. No, this time warp we call a Gregorian calendar on your wall, that is a floating time warp zone, folks.
Well, another thing that seems floating to a lot of people, Zach, when you mention that it's sometimes the new moon festival is one day or 2 days, and that's what makes a lot of people think this is kind of hokey-pokey, because, oh, some days it's 29, some days it's 30. Oh, and some people say, oh, I knew the Jewish calendar was one of those funky things. And I say, well, it's not the Jewish calendar.
It's all the Hebrew calendar. It's not just Jewish.
It's Yahweh's calendar, and at the very least, you can call it the Hebrew calendar, which Hebrews long predate anyone who could possibly have been considered a Jew in the Bible. It's the Hebrew calendar, if not the right. From Noah, if not from Adam. I mean, it's from Yahweh.
Right. The Jewish calendar isn't the calendar or the Hebrew calendar whatsoever, Scripture. It's not the Islamic calendar either. It's not the Judaism calendar. It's not the Gregorian calendar on your wall. All time calendars are all the idols, to be honest with you.
What I want to point out, Zach, is that his calendar is not a floating sometimes one day, sometimes 2 day. That's because we're looking at it from the perspective of the way we divide days up and how long we think a month is.
Right. And 1 through 31, we've been conditioned for that for so long that we can't accept the reality of nature that the moon is either 29 or 30 days.
Well, actually, the moon is not 29 or 30 days. The cycle of the moon, what, isn't it always 29 and a half days or thereabouts?
No,
it's consistent,
on average,
right?
On average, it'll be 29.5, but no, in reality, it'll be either 29, there's six moons will be 29 days, and it'll be six moons that'll be 30 days, because there's 354 days and change for a lunar year.
You know, honestly, I'll tell you, a lot of the scripture and stuff I presented and you presented, I understand, but now, honestly, even when I start thinking about all these facts and figures and stuff, I start getting confused, Zach, really. All I know is this. Praise Yahweh. That is the name. And Zach,
yes.
Let me suggest, please petition to have your show put back on a time when more of us can hear you, and when it might possibly be make it onto the short wave. And because I know your show was not taken off because the owner of the station wanted, that was not his desire at all. I know that he got sidetracked.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar-powered generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Back here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, I'm Zach Daniel, the Repair of the Breach, and yeah, we're just dealing with the issue tonight of the calendar, the so-called, falsely so-called seven-day cycle, and how that it does not truly exist in Scripture because it boots out the new moon. It doesn't use the moon in the equation. But for those that, you know, think this is, you know, very confusing, I want to say this. It's not as daunting as it initially appears. The more you study this out, the more you'll find out in Scripture how important it really is. In fact, if you want there is a forum that, in fact, I just recently joined it, and it talks about these issues. And I think if you study these scriptures out, a lot of these posts, you can email me, and we can see if we can get you some more information if it helps you. I know Richie's called in, Dylan's called in, and a bunch of others have called in the past about this issue. You just email me, zackdaniel@yahoo.com, zackdaniel@yahoo.com, and we'll see if we can get you hooked up on a regular forum where people can post, talk about the new moon by the Sabbath by the new moon, and so forth. And I won't agree with everything on there, but there's some really good points as well. So I think fellowship is important. And also, of course, folks, we do need to pray for this great country. And we need to really pray, you know, that Yahweh would have mercy and keep all those who are his remnant and those who desire to be a part of his remnant closer to him, and to call on only his name, exclusively the name of Yahweh, the Messiah of Nazareth, because he said that not to have any others before him. And when he came in the flesh, he didn't change his mind and say, okay, I'm going to send somebody else. He sent himself. He sent his word and healed us. The word became flesh, like John or Yochanan 1:14 states. And it's such an important thing is to have that personal relationship with the Father, Yahweh, the Messiah of Nazareth. And it's a great revelation, too, when you start realizing who he is. And when you understand who he is, again, many times we've stated this before, you'll begin to understand who you are in him, and he will help you through the thick and thin, through good times, bad times. But for those that want to be obedient to him and keep that covenant that he said, it was an everlasting covenant, the weekly Sabbath, it will be for the next 3 more weeks. It'll be from Friday evening to Saturday evening. For the rest of the pagan month of July, from Friday evening to Saturday evening, the weekly Sabbath will occur the 15th. You'll see the moon. It'll be an invisible dark moon next Sabbath, next Friday evening to Saturday evening. And, of course, the 22nd will be a half-waxing half-moon. And then the 29th of the moon, which will be the last Friday, Saturday of what the pagans call July, it'll be a white waxed full, a white full, where, instead of a new full where it turns yellow the following day or two. So for those that desire to keep his Shabbat, he said, remember the Sabbath to keep it set apart. You'll be blessed in doing so. And there's no denying that. That the apostles kept the Sabbath in Acts chapter 13. For those that say, well, I'm a New Testament believer, Zach, well, in the New Testament, they were keeping the weekly Sabbath. The Messiah kept the Sabbath. The apostles kept the Sabbath. And so all the New Testament believers who believe in the Messiah's come in the flesh should keep the Sabbath as well to please him. And he didn't break the Sabbath because he was the Torah and the flesh. Those that say he broke it are saying he sinned. Or transgress the Torah, which he couldn't transgress the Torah because he is the Torah.